Hello and welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory and I pray today that you're having a marvelous day in Jesus. Right now as I'm making this CD, it's a little bit warm and in my mobile chapel that I'm recording in this semi-trailer, I want you to know, children, it's a little bit hot in here. But I'm going to pour the coal on the best I can. I can't run fans or air conditioning because it'll show up on the recording, but I want you to know you're listening to a preacher today that's doing some serious sweating. You just pray that God will give me a recording studio that's a little bit nicer and a little bit bigger and can move around a little bit. God's able, but you know God will have his way. Lord, I pray that you touch the hearts and lives of your people. Bring them unto salvation and let them know that they must be born again. And the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Let them know that they must be born again. Give them revelation knowledge, I pray, in Jesus' name. And we pray for our country. Help America today. Amen and amen. In chapter 6 of Isaiah, the Lord was dealing with Isaiah, and he showed him a vision of him in his glory. And then when Isaiah had been touched with the coals that come off the altar, and he had seen God's glory, he said, Lord, here am I, send me. And what a powerful message. And he knew that he was going to people that had, the Bible said, fat hearts and dull ears and eyesight, that they couldn't see the things of God. But through God's love, he still wanted them to hear the message of hope and the message of salvation. He still wanted them to know that he still loved Israel and wanted them to be delivered. And Isaiah, when he got a glimpse of the glory of God, he said, here am I, send me. Many years ago, my husband and I was in a truck stop in Phoenix, Arizona, and we were at the back lot. It was called the Roadrunner Truck Stop. And my husband was preaching, and right in the middle of the sermon, a truck driver stood up in the back, and he said, Chaplain, he said, I got a message come from God. Can I tell you? And my husband said, yes, please tell me. And he stood up, and he said, this is the message that God is sending to you and your wife. Go where I send you. Stay where I put you. And give them what you got. I want to repeat that. This is what he said. God said, go where I send you. Stay where I put you. And give them what you got. And that's Jesus. Today, Isaiah said in the word, he said, Lord, here am I. Send me. You say, what can one person do? One person can change a whole nation if they go with a heart full of love and go in the direction of God. And what God requires of you is go where he sends you. Stay where he puts you. That means be faithful to stay and stick. Don't come and go, but to stay in there. Finish your job. Do what God's called you to do. And give him what you got. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. It's Jesus. Jesus makes the difference. You'll forget my name. You'll forget where I come from, but you'll never forget the name of Jesus. Go where I send you. Stay where I put you. And give them what you got. And for the last 40 years of trucking for Jesus, been in the trucking for Jesus ministry now, 40 years, I'm still doing what God called me to do. I'm going where he sends me. I'm staying where he puts me. And I'm giving you what I got. And that's the sweet word of God. His name is Jesus. Today, I know that you can have a blessed life. I know there's no expiration date on the word of God. It's for time and eternity. What God did for one, he'll do for another. He'll not turn you away. He'll not reject you. He said, I'll in no wise cast you out. If you'll come to him with a repentant heart, like the prodigal son said when he was in the hog pen, he said, I'm getting up, I'm going home. And when he made the first step, he had the strength to go all the way. And his father met him, and he was restored back into the family. He was given the sonship back, and he was made whole. What God did for him, he'll do for you, he'll do for me. God wants to hear us say and repent of our sins and come to him and let him restore us. Let him know that we're willing to go where he sends us, stay where he puts us, and give him what you got. And that's the word of God. And I tell you, if you'll do that, you'll have a blessed life. Right now, at my age, I started preaching when I not even hardly turned 16. And that's been a long time ago. But I want you to know right now, it's sweeter now than it was when I was a teenage girl. The walk with Jesus is sweeter than the day before because God is a loving God. Don't miss out on salvation.